Jackson 02.
Tom, KO 4HK.
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. I just wanted to check in with you and let you know I was doing all right. I got that shunt put in, which was not a great deal of fun, but I'm moving along okay.
Hear that, and I'm glad you let me know. Hope everything's going good for you, sir.
The kids from Michigan are here now, and our granddaughter's going to fly in on Sunday from up at the Ohio University and stay a day or so, and then we had a big meal last night with our other daughter and the son-in-law and the kids and the grandkids here. Really had a nice time and had some lasagna, and I think we're going down there tonight for what, prime rib, Shelley? Yeah, prime rib and that. How you been?
Good. Just working around the house to do the inventory on the stuff I had there and clean it up. Now I'm getting ready to head down to the tool truck to finish up there for the day and then go out to eat this evening with a group of other hams and their wives.
Sounds like a plan. I still don't feel very good, but I guess I'm better off than I was, and then they're going to try to schedule my surgery as soon as possible. They mangled up my hand trying to get an IV started, but other than that, it's just about a 4-inch bruise there on my hand. Oh, the kids sat around watching college football yesterday and playing board games and just good family fun, Patrick. Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of the weekend. I'll let you go. I just wondered if you were still there. You're a little bit scratchy this morning, but not bad.
Well, I am heading into Bavard to take the trash off, so that's why I'm a little scratchy this morning. But I'm glad you give me a shout to let me know everybody's okay. And sounds like you got plenty of family there to take care of you.
Girls went with me down to, I had to, I don't want to get into it, but I was passing blood clots all night, and they got kind of scary and had to go back for sort of a hurry-up check-in yesterday morning and got the all clear and didn't have to go to the emergency room, so that was a good thing. And they went with me on that doctor's call. And Shelly went down and got some good donuts from that donut shop up on Wade Hampton. And I don't know, you just don't get over this stuff in a day, I guess.
Sit down there and take some time and rest, and you and Miss Bernice recover, and y'all take care. But I'm getting ready to get into where it's really scratchy, so I'm going to say 7-3, Tom, and I will try to check in on you later. KO4HK, 7-3.
Yeah, I need some handcuffs to tie Bernice down. She's just doing awesome, Patrick. All right, we'll catch you later. Maybe drop by and get some eggs Thursday. I'll let you know. Take care. KO4HK, 10-0-TR. He's getting into a real scratchy area. He was going, I think, to the dump up there around Brevard, but he was coming in good there, Dave. You working today?
Yep, I just got done at a customer's house, and I am done for the day. One of Jimmy's customers, just looking at a couple things. I got to go back and revisit it when Jimmy and I get back from vacation on the 12th. The installers, whoever installed this ductwork, they put manual dampers in here, and it's just Jimmy and I got to go back and do an air balance on it on the house.
Complicated. Have you ever put in a booster fan in one of the ductworks?
Really, they're not really meant for air conditioning. They're meant for more dryer. I've done booster fans for dryers and you know, dryer ductwork, but nothing really in air conditioning.
Well, I put in a couple of vents in the basement that I thought, I was just dreaming about getting a little more warm air down there. I got a electric heater that I put in the wall down there that does pretty good. Keeps it about 72, but I was thinking maybe that'd be a better way to go, but I'm not able to do it, and that's good enough for me. If you've never done any, it's not too popular a thing then, so I'll just write that one off.
Yeah, if you're going to put any vents downstairs, what I suggest doing is going to the air handler and just, there should be a jumper in there for the fan speed, the blower speed, and, you know, whatever it's at, just bring it up, you know, like a half a speed. If it's on medium, go to medium high and whatnot to, you know, facilitate a little bit more ductwork. That, you know, that'll probably do a lot better than throwing a booster fan in there.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to do anything right now, but it just, when you said that about the dampers and that, down the offices back up there in Kansas, they had ones that worked on pneumatics, and the thermostats were pneumatics. They were a real pain.
Pneumatic thermostats, I've heard them, you know, you hear them hiss a little bit from time to time, but never worked on them. I don't have any experience on those.
Well, I didn't have to work in that office until they shut it down. And yeah, they make noise when they leak. That was a huge air conditioning system. But they shut that plant down and moved it, part of it, the structural shop, up to where I was at in the machine shop, and I had to take care of her structural shop then, so life goes. Well, it doesn't look like any rain on the radar right at the moment, so that's good for you guys. And I'm going to go out and tend the chickens here in a minute. Hope Santa was good to you. Just having the family all together here has been wonderful. I got a lump of coal for my Christmas, and Bernice got a sewing machine. But that goes to show you where the priorities are at.
I got a kick in the butt, but no, we did really well. Everything is good, Tom. But yeah, you have a good New Year. I'm sure I'll be on and off before Tuesday. I'll be around here. So you have a good afternoon, and I will catch you later in 0TR KB2HXS in the driveway.
Well, enjoyed it talking to you this morning as always. And I'll catch you down the line, KB2HXS in 0TR. I'll get that right one of these days. I'm from Kansas. I'm a little slow. See you later, bud, in 0TR clear.
All right, Tom. See you later. KB2HXS, gone that away.